Eastwood Show. That's John Banks' theme song. He listens to it while he counts his cocaine money.
Welcome back to the Vinny Eastwood Show, ladies and gentlemen, on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The most respectful and non-libel slandering 2 hours of talk radio. And the most honest, too. my very special guest is Paul Heinrich. And you wanted to talk about some of your personal experiences, Paul.
Yes. So, coming back to my name, my original birth name is Heinrich, because I'm German descent. However, when I was living in New Zealand since 2006, I was telling you how we arrived with my family. I arrived on my original Polish passport, because I'm also a Polish citizen, and I was having the name Mishuk, because it's dangerous in Poland to live with German name. So when I get married, I adopt my wife's name, which is Mishuk. So you can find my cases in High Court, in Supreme Court, Court of Appeal, and elsewhere, all over the internet, under Pavel Marian Mishuk, M-I-S-I-U-K, against Crown and so on. And what I can tell you is that I arrived to New Zealand with, as I said, with children, with wife. I invest in New Zealand about 250,000 New Zealand dollars cash, all legitimate money. It was my life savings. I sold a company and cars back in Europe to settle in New Zealand. And everything was taken by a bunch of criminals supported by corrupt New Zealand authorities, including family court judge David G. Mehta, who accept bribe, and I can prove it. I know it's very serious allegation, but I can prove it. He accept bribe via proxy, via a Polish mafia resident, Mr. Suder, S-U-D-E-R, who is allegedly businessman, and he lived in $1 million mansion. And the funny thing about him is that his $1 million mansion must have came from somewhere, because ever since he was in New Zealand, he lived on benefit, invalid benefit. So officially, he's unable to work. However, he's a millionaire, and he arrived to New Zealand with one bag of dirty, smelly stuff about 25 years ago. So Mr. Suder bribed family court judge Mehta in order to obtain protection order against me, and using this protection order obtained ex parte without hearing, they basically destroyed my life. They put me in prison. They charged me with completely ridiculous allegations, like sending a bunch of 30 roses to my wife. They charged me with breach of the protection order by some kind of psychological abuse by sending flowers to my legal wife. I got 4 months imprisonment from another corrupt judge Field in Auckland District Court for sending 30 roses without even written tickets to my wife. So there was no issue of potential threat. Basically, it was just 30 beautiful, long New Zealand roses. So my mother, who visited New Zealand, being invited by my ex-wife, was kidnapped by Mr. Suder, and police take three statements, separate statements from the witnesses, that the woman was taken. 111 call was recorded, which is suppressed. No disclosure was ever given to me or lawyers. And police basically corruptly cover up kidnapping case in order to keep Polish mafia member safe and sound without any responsibility. My mother till today is suffering trauma after what happened to her, and she couldn't understand how possibly a woman can be kidnapped in front of the witnesses. Police can be called, and nothing, completely nothing happened. Judge Field personally at my trial suppressed evidence about kidnapping. Judge Field personally deprived me from the jury, benefit of the jury, and he himself, refusing my case to be heard before the jury, he himself imposed, make an order to be a trial judge. So he also deprived me from cross-examination of the only crown witness in respect of my ridiculous charges, which is my wife. My wife was given offer by the police and New Zealand Immigration that if she will give perjury evidence at my trial, she will be supported in staying to stay in New Zealand. So, honest and decent family woman having no other choice, dealing with vicious and corrupt individuals and authorities, she decides to give evidence against me. And having no jury, having no cross-examination, Judge Field personally disallowed me to ask a single question at my trial. I was having no lawyer because Judge Field told me that he's not going to engage a lawyer for me. So I was having no lawyer, no jury, no opportunity to cross-examine the major witness of the Crown. And that's how they sort me out. But it still wasn't easy because my trial took place between, you won't believe that, my friend. I would like to apply for the Guinness record. I appear in court over 300 times. And I can swear on the Bible that that's the fact. In the same proceedings, in one case pending since 2006, December 24th, when I was first time arrested, till my leaving New Zealand on May 25th this year, I appear before New Zealand courts over 300 times. Every single bloody judge knows me. And 90% of judges who are not idiots, who are not crazy enough to put their signatures on perjury and such a miscarriage of justice and travesty of justice, they were simply abandoning my case, leaving for someone to deal with it. And of course, corrupt idiot Judge Field took the case and he sorted me out. So I told you that it's very personal because I lost livelihood. I lost my house on 42 Albion Vale Road, Gleneden, beautiful family house. I lost three cars, which I never sell. I have documents that I paid for those cars. I'm the rightful owner. And Judge Field gave one of my cars, I can say gave because the guy gave perjury evidence, which I was able to prove it, and he admitted in open court that he is in the possession of my car. He basically admitted that he stole my car, and when I request the judge to force the police to arrest him and charge him with theft, the judge told me directly that this is not his business, and he's here to deal with me, not with him. So basically, the Judge Field gave him stolen car, so he basically engaged himself in criminal activity as well, from my perspective.
I hear this all too often from people, and it's like the New Zealand judiciary is really small. This is how it works, for those of you who aren't aware. There's only a small amount of high court justices, judges, and things of that nature. He knows how there's a lot of sons and fathers who are lawyers or family law practices, things of that nature. So that's even smaller again. So not only do you have an awful lot of judges that are all from a small clique and go to the same law schools and stuff like that, but a lot of them are related. For example, I think, how many high court justices or something are there in this country? Not that many, but like four. 40?
I think I can give you precise list because I have a book with me with the precise list of the High Court judges, and it would be not more than maybe 70.
Yeah. I think it was like 70 or 80 High Court justices, out of that, about 40 or 50 of them are related, like cousins at least.
Yep, I won't be surprised.
And in the High Court, not the High Court, the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court's got eight justices in it, eight judges, and two of them are husband and wife.
Actually, my friend, the Supreme Court has 6 justices.
Ah, yep.
6 of them.
And two of them are husband and wife. It's even worse.
It's even worse. The Chief Justice Elias, she's a high-profile Illuminati. She's a Freemason, a very dangerous personality. And
you realize women can't be Freemasons, though, right?
She is.
Freemasons are a male-only organization. There's other Freemasonic offshoots for women that they can go to. I think what was it, the
yes. Of course, I mean she's not in a male sense, but she's a Freemason in a female sense, which is one of the strongest organizations in New Zealand. You have to know.
Yeah.
For females, that's exceptional place for females to become high-profile members of Masonic societies, yes. And we have to strike out one justice from the Supreme Court, which is Justice Wilson, who amazingly was kicked out from the judiciary, but he didn't forget to take more than $1 million payout.
You know what? I think it's really about time that these people get chucked out of a plane without a golden parachute.